89.3. It's KSBJ Christmas Music through Christmas Day. We're Rochelle and Carter.
So getting scammed is not something that anybody wants to go through. And yet this experience has now changed my life for the better. Last year we got scammed. That did not change my life for the better. But they called back recently, the same group, I assume, of scammers. And I decided to take this opportunity to just ask them to see if they'd be a human being for a second. And boy, was I shocked how human it became.
I understand what you're stating. However, at this point, if we don't get those citations took care of immediately, they're going to turn into warrants.
Mike, I mean, can I ask something just blunt right now?
Yes, sir.
Why do you do what you do? You had this conversation with my wife last year. Why do you guys take money from people?
Okay, that's because I'm broke.
Because you're broke? Like, work just hasn't worked out for you?
It's a little more complicated than that. Unfortunately, some people, we're not born with funds and the education that some people have. Because to tell you the truth, I ain't got but about a fourth grade education, man. You know, I don't like doing it. That's why I'm talking to you now. I don't like doing it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a godly man. I do believe in God. I do believe in God. And I don't like what I do. It's just if you understood the situation at the moment, then you would understand more. Sorry about the inconvenience.
Honestly, like, my heart goes out to you. Because, you know, just hearing you as a human being, I know we kind of talk about scammers, you know, just like as a general populace, but like you're a real person that's loved by God. Now, I want to say something blunt. There is a holy God that you're going to have to stand before one day. And the good news is Jesus has forgiven you of your sin if you put your trust in him. Like, do you know that everything can be wiped away? Like anything that we do?
Yeah, I know that. It's just the way it is right now, I guess.
Is there a way I can pray for you?
Yes, sir. I sure appreciate it. Just get me out of the situation I'm in to a better life.
Just so I'm authentic. You don't have to. I get it. Can I use your real first name? Is it really Mike?
No, sir. I can't do that.
That's fine. That's fine. Lord, I lift up this man. I know that you see each one of us and you see the circumstances that each one of us are in and have been in. And I'm thankful for your grace myself for the things that I ought not to have done but did. And so I pray mercy for him. Bless him in the process of taking one step of repentance at a time. I don't pray a blessing in what he's doing with this, but I pray for a blessing in his life otherwise, whether that's with family and relationships, that's obviously financial. I pray that you bless that so that he can leave this. And I know that you love him. I know that you love me. You've declared it in your word. And thank you for him. And it's in your name we pray. Amen.
I'm not trimmed it up for the rest of the day, man. I'm done for the rest of the day.
Mike, we'll call him, texted me after that. And he said, again, I just want to apologize and may God give you and your family joy this Christmas.
Speaking as a person who watched from the outside what Carter and Kelsey were going through, the fact that God timed all of this out, we have no idea the impact that this can have, not only on Mike, but on the people that Mike works around and with, or the people listening right now who may be involved in something that they know is less than God's best.
Justice should be served on people like this, but it doesn't mean that it has to be without compassion. And I wrote a little bit about this. You can hear the call in its entirety.
It's unbelievable.
If you want to explore a little more about how this scam works, too, to protect yourself, there's a lot there. If you text the word scam, this is not a scam, I promise. Text the word scam to the number 893-893. We'll send it right to you.
If you have kids, then you know, sometimes it is difficult not to live vicariously through them. My name is Morgan here at KSBJ. My son is 12, my daughter's 8, and she's at that really cool age where her school assignments, a lot of them are still very fun, which I enjoy. I'm a crafty person in that I can help with projects and that sort of thing. I don't sew or whatever, but like when it comes to school projects, I really enjoy doing those. And so every month in the second grade, she has a different project. This time it is a family tree. So she cut the tree out yesterday and she started putting the pictures on it. But I was reading through the brief that the teachers sent, and I love one of the very first things, like the first thing they score, it's worth 30 points. It says, "The project should demonstrate a unique level of creativity and it should be clear that the child has actively participated and is familiar with the details presented. Because you know what's happening. Some of these projects come in and the teachers go, this was clearly done by a parent. And then the kid gets up to, you know, showcase the project. They have no idea what's going on in it. But I get it because it's really hard not to take over. I don't get to use glue sticks and scissors at work very often.
I'm Mr. Bill.
89.3 KSPJ, we're Rochelle and Carter.
Why is it the people that want to go to sleep are in charge of the people that don't want to go to sleep?
Because God is a sense of humor.
Well, trying to get kids to go to bed. There's the baby stage, obviously. We're at the five-year-old stage of, like, he's walking out of his bedroom with every excuse known to man.
Oh, yeah.
Why he's not asleep yet.
Absolutely. And they all seem viable to him.
I need water. You have water. It's not fresh water. I mean, like, all of the things.
It's not fresh. It's and not spring.
That's real. That's real, by the way. I don't know. Like, this one, I didn't think would ever come out of anybody's mouth. And yet, it when you think about it, it is logical. He comes up the other night and he goes, I just can't go to sleep. And we go, why? And he goes, there's a little bit of sleepy and there's a little bit of wakey and I don't know which one to pick.
Did you say I do?
I know you're gonna see me through it.
KSBJ, I'm Morgan. Sometimes, depending on what life has brought your way, song lyrics will hit you differently. And there's a line in this song from Brandon Lake. I lost a friend earlier this week, and now every time I hear him say, I want to live like I've got no more precious time to waste, it just shakes me a little bit in a good way. Here's That's Who I Praise.
I want to dance like that.
89.3, it's KSBJ, we're Rochelle and Carter.
Potentially, the next Blue Bell ice cream flavor is one that you select.
I'm excited about this too, Carter. I just don't want you to put all your ice cream scoops into one carton.
That's a good analogy. But I am related to the head of Blue Bell, as it turns out. And we're going to be talking with them soon. This is not a joke.
No, I know. You said that in your... You looked a little cocky saying
it. Well, you know, once you realize you come from something, you get a little ego. Yeah.
I'm from ice cream, so.
But it's old money.
It's breakfast-inspired ice cream flavors that we're putting out there.
That's where we're going to pitch to him when we meet him. So you select one of three flavors by texting the word flavor to the number 893-893. Or pitch your own.
Since Texas is the bilingual capital of the United States, we need to have a bilingual flavor. So I was thinking pan dulce con café, like sweet bread with coffee
with
in the
coffee,
morning.
Right.
Or we can do like French toast casserole with maple syrup.
Oh.
Both great ideas right there.
I love this angle. Oh, what about tres leches and churro?
Okay. All right. Churro, you have now. We're going to have to rework everything.
89.3 KSBJ. It's Morgan.
Hi, Morgan. This called a few times over the past few years, singing praises to God about my recovery from drugs and alcohol. I have over 4.5 years clean from drugs and alcohol.
That's awesome.
And so when I was 17, I gave a baby up for adoption. His name is Matthew. He would be 23 today. And on Thursday, he reached out to me. And he wanted to know more about me.
What?
And I'm so glad that he got to meet the version that I am today. Mm. Rather than what I was 4.5 years ago. And KSBJ has played a huge part in that. Along, of course, with God. But I just wanted to say thank you and sing praises to the Lord. Him and my son are reconnecting. It's just a beautiful thing, like God restoring our lives.
Hey, Javier. What's going on?
Well, today is my mother's birthday. So happy birthday, Maria Sanchez. And today, my grandson, he was born premature. He was only 23 weeks. But he's healthy, he's good, and he was born on my mother's birthday today.
Oh, you don't mean he was born on her birthday some other year. You mean today, today.
Today, today. 23 weeks along. He was born premature, but he was born today on my mother's birthday.
And so he's doing okay right now?
He's doing fine, yes. His name is Ezra.
Oh, Ezra. Well, KSBJ family, be praying for Ezra. He's got a little road ahead of him, but we know he's going to do well.
Amen.
Hey, Bill Ingram.